We say hello to the Preds Director of Marketing, Jarek Almazian, who is on the line with us now. Jarek, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know you guys are ready to get things going again at Bridgestone Arena, and it's going to be a fun one as a Sunday against the New Jersey Devils. The Music City Bobblehead Series returns. Our buddy Vince Gill and his lovely bride, Amy Grant, will be featured this time.
That's right. That's a big one for us. We, like you mentioned, we're coming out of the Four Nations tournament break, and we flip to side B of Music City Hockey. We have great theme nights. We have new ticket packages, and it all starts with a big weekend. Tomorrow night we have our Saturday night in Smashville, and then, like you said, Sunday is our Music City Bobblehead Series against the New Jersey Devils. It's actually our third night of the Music City Bobblehead Series. You may remember we did Tim McGraw and Keith Urban earlier in the season. On Sunday, we celebrate two of Smashville's icons. Vince Gill and Amy Grant are actually on the same bobblehead, two legendary figures. First 10,000 fans get a bobblehead, but make sure that you get down there early because we have our pregame party presented by Bud Light in our BetMGM Sports Lounge, and we'll have games, giveaways, live music. So you're going to want to get down there early to get your bobblehead and then come party with us at BetMGM Sports Lounge.
Yeah, they're going to be cool. I feel like these bobblehead series, you know, you always do something, whether it's a player or whatever, but, you know, Tim McGraw sitting here staring at me right now in our studio. I feel like these have all been very well received, and you know, another great one with some legends and Vince and Amy.
Yeah, they've been really, really great so far, and it kind of ties in our overarching theme of Music City Hockey this season. Like you said, our first two nights were extremely successful. We had large crowds come out early. I actually have the first two bobbleheads on my desk at work, too, staring me in the face every day while I work, and this one should be no different.
We're talking to Jarek Almazian on the Chase and Big Joe show for the Nashville Predators. Hey, back up, Jarek. Thanks for doing this. We always love you guys coming on with us. Let's back up. Is it one bobblehead stand with two heads? Is that what you said earlier with Vince and Amy?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so Amy Grant and Vince Gill are on the same bobblehead. So it's the full body, but yeah, this one's a little bit larger because they're both on the same one. Yeah.
I don't know if they're sprouting two heads out of one body or anything. That'd be kind of cool. I would take that. That'd be kind of fun with that. I got to tell you, though, this is really cool for doing all this. Plus, Jarek, what you do with all the positivity now from the Four Nation tournament, how can you guys build off of this?
Yeah, I think excitement around hockey in general is high coming out of the Four Nations tournament. I mean, what a game last night. I know it didn't go the way that we wanted for the U.S., but I think a lot of eyes were on hockey last night. So we're just trying to build off that in Smashville. And like I said, for the back half of the season, we feel pretty good about what we're going to accomplish here with our theme nights. And we're always going to bring the party in Smashville every time you come out to Bridgestone.
I love it. And, you know, next Thursday night, the 27th, it's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. You guys, and I love the Predators, you guys do such a good job with that, with the emotion, the excitement, and everything that goes on what could be an absolute downer of an evening. But the way you guys do it, Jarek, really empowers a lot of us to care for each other, care for those that are fighting cancer. It's such a special moment. I tell people, if you can go to one game, go to that game because it's much more than hockey.
Absolutely. It's a celebration. That one in particular, too, is important because as we hopefully trend towards warmer weather here, we'll be hosting our first Plaza party since November. So the Plaza will be packed. Get down early. The Plaza opens at 5 p.m. We'll have partner activations, activities, live music, all to raise funds and support the fight against cancer.
Jarek, when you're doing this as director of marketing, do you have a blank canvas and like, all right, let's throw ideas up here. Let's see what sticks. I guess when you do that, you know, when somebody puts something up there or says something or let's do that, you kind of know immediately whether or not that's going to work, right?
I mean, I wouldn't that's a great question. I don't know if I would say immediately I know right. If it's going to work or not. But we kind of skipped over Tuesday, which is our 90s night, which I'm super excited about because I'm going to age myself a little bit. I grew up in the 90s, so very excited for that night. It is kind of like a blank canvas to kind of build the content around what we want that night to be, what our concourse activations should look like, what our Nashville fun zone should look like, and really creating the best experience that we possibly can for our fans when they come to Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, I was going to bring up 90s night because I'm, you know, a child of the 90s as well. So I feel like that's one that always gets people's attention because it's just so much fun to kind of have that nostalgia. And, you know, Pete Weber, Terry Crisp can tell old stories about the early days of the Preds and things like that. So I feel like people really gravitate towards that.
Absolutely. I don't want to give away too much, but we have a few surprises planned for that night. A lot of fun touches. Yeah. That's another one that you're going to want to get there early for, because the first 5,000 fans in the door receive a pair of 90s inspired sunglasses courtesy of Eurostone. So we have that, but then we also have a lot of fun other things happening throughout the night.
So hold on. You might have a special guest on 90s night on Tuesday.
Oh, you never know. I mean, only in Smashville, right? You never know who's going to show up on any given night.
Can you text me Vanilla Ice when we get off the air? Because I'll be there today if he's going to be there. No, I like this. It's a good tease, Jarek. I like this.
There you go. Yeah. I cannot confirm or deny that Vanilla Ice will be at the arena, but you never know.
Right.
You never know for sure. Jarek, thanks so much for doing this. Have fun with these theme nights on this homestand, and I know there'll be much more to look forward to for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're interested in getting tickets for our 4-game homestand, as always, for more details and to purchase tickets, go to NashvillePredators.com.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jarek. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.